Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with a game that you cannot buy. Well, you can only get it on Patreon, I believe. Well, I mean, as long as that lasts, right? Right now, our industry is being attacked. Like, hard. It got attacked, and I mentioned it in the comments of some of the videos on BitChute. But the industry has been attacked. It's not good. People are panicking. There's people that were in the process of making not safe for work games and were making just regular old lewd artwork that they were going to put on, you know, itch. And that's not a good idea either now. So we have no idea what the fuck to do. And we're going to play it by ear. I guess. Oh, by the way, I've got to throw in this message. So, GOG is definitely... like, if it happens with GOG, they're just going to drop everything. They've already said it. They're going to delist all of it. Because it's too much of a risk. They're a very, very small platform, and they can't lose their payment processors. Which you got, a lot of you guys can understand that, because they are more interested in preservation and DRM-free stuff like that than they were adult games in the past. I know that really, really, really fucking sucks to hear, and a lot of you guys thought GOG would do it, but they can't. Like, that comes directly from staff. I've been looking at old messages to make sure. And they're going to have a bigger statement about it tomorrow. One of the guys in particular is working on all that. That's his job for, well, they're about to be in office in an hour, according to this video. But yeah, guys, this is not looking good. Thankfully, there are some options. So we will talk about those a little bit. So Psyche Studios is opening up. They're going to basically focus on Arrowgate type games, adult, you know, those kind of games. So the AVNs probably wouldn't be accepted there, but if you have like an Arrowgate you're working on or something like more anime inspired or cartoon inspired, they will probably take it. Jest USA has also come out. By the way, I did ask the big man, you know, what are you guys going to do? And he said, I've been getting a lot of questions, and right now I can say no comment, and please keep supporting us. So there's no comment. Yes, Jest has lawyer power, but I don't know what they're going to do. Like, they're the biggest company in the U.S. when it comes to this kind of content. So, yeah, they might do it. And, I mean, we really don't know exactly, you know, what the extent is. I have no idea. All I heard is no comment. But they have used lawyer power before in ways that the community was not very happy with. But they have shown that they do have that. And they may do that to defend what they've got. And Nitro Plus has and other developers, and you know, that worked with them. But they do want to be a place to house your games, especially your... you know, your error gain, stuff like that. Now, they do have, like, GOG, you know, they do have a... They're not just going to accept everything, right? They said, we're not going to accept slop. So, yeah, you guys kind of get it. It's going to be, like, more quality games. Like, you might see Karen's Prison on there if Karen's Prison goes down. That's a place that it would probably go, and they'd probably be more than happy to accept a game like that. Especially from Japanese developers. You know, they already work with a bunch of them. So if you're already Japanese and you got a game on itch and you want to try to get it on Jast, like, go for that. That's a good idea. But, all right. So what else? What else? What else? Zoom Platform. That Zoom hyphen platform. They are also saying we still like smut, according to their Twitter, which means they're probably interested in getting some of your games. Now, AVN people, they'll probably take some of your AVN games. Like, if you're developing an AVN and you got kicked off and you want a place for it, even if it's kind of not so, you know, they're not the biggest. They do have some more obscure games there. So, if you have, like, some AVNs and, you know, they're finished or, you know, in pretty decent shape, you can go to Zoom hyphen platform and say, hey, you know, is this something you guys would be interested in? And they will, you know, take a look at it and see, because they are absolutely open to those kind of games. Also, if you have like more gameplay type games with adult content, they'll probably take those too. So definitely try to go for those, that route. There's a lot of stuff. Oh, Pi Man, they're expecting to get a lot of things. But Polygon fucked that up because Polygon decided to post a pro these games article. However, they did the one thing they shouldn't have done. They used a picture from Forbidden Fantasy, and they credited it with Opi Man. What's the problem with that? Well, those people that are against this kind of thing, they will probably read that and say, oh, what is Opi Man? And instead of finding the developer, they're going to find the fucking store. So I've talked with the developer there, and not the developer, sorry. I've talked to the owner there, and he's sweating bullets. He thinks it's a really bad idea. He's not really sure how that happened. And it might not be a great idea. So if you guys have a library with Opi Man, you should probably download all your games now from there, because it might get attacked too now, thanks to Polygon. Now, I don't know if they did it intentionally. I don't think they did. It's just, they knew it was a popular game or a really big game, and they decided to put it there. But they didn't know it linked to a big store. And, of course, I said, well, is there time to take it off? And it's like, the damage has been done. It's already too late. Too many people have already seen it that'd be against it. It's already too late. So, that's the news you guys didn't want. And even more bad news. So, I don't know what's going on with BitChute right now. They will give me any information. But, the UK just passed a thing where basically anybody that looks at this content from the UK would have to do a face recognition. Yeah, that's insane. I was seeing something on Twitter. Somebody had to do a face recognition just to get on Discord, like an 18-plus Discord. I was like, oh my god, that's crazy. So, as you know, BitChute is based in the UK, but they have blocked everybody from the UK from using the site. I have no idea how this 4D chess move will work for them. And if it doesn't, we're gone. Like, we're gone, right? Like, the site can't exist. It'll just be gone. So, I'll just do comics, I guess. I mean, there's really nothing else, then, is there? I'm not gonna do this stuff on YouTube. Are you crazy? There's no way. They'll take me down. I've already been through that. And I've developed a really big following for comics on there, so if that's where life takes me and I just decide to do comics, then I'll just do comics. I mean, it's fine. I'm not against doing comics all the time. That would be fun. But at the same time, I really do enjoy these games and have bringing them to you guys for the past number of years. So, it sucks that we might not be able to do that. And, there's another platform I use, but I'm getting tens of views on it, right? I did it just as to grandfather people in, but they're not doing well, and people are giving me a lot of... Like, I'm not getting a lot of feedback. I'm getting, I'm not getting a lot of views, and I'm getting a lot of negative feedback, and it's just, why am I here, right? So, I mean, eventually that platform will probably be depreciated, and if this one goes, then we're done, and I'll just be on YouTube, and you guys know where to find me from YouTube, so you'll just follow me there. And maybe we can get by with some not-safe-for-work comic books every once in a while, right? We've got a few of those on there. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I can give you. I mean, I can't give you anything hardcore with the comics, so, don't expect that. But we can do some things. So, all right, guys. Anyway, let's play Yureli's Gambit, which you cannot buy anymore, anywhere, except for maybe the Patreon while it still exists. Now, if the Patreon goes down, most of the adult gaming industry will go down with it. I mean, most. I'm talking about the Western, what they call WEGs, W-E-G. Not AVN, but W-E-G. We're talking Western erotic games that are like Erogay, also would be affected. because there's Western Arrogate too. It's called Wigs or Western Erotic Game, whatever. But we don't mix that with AVN. This is an AVN, okay? I know, it's crazy. But if they destroy everything, you might not have to worry about it, right? You know, adult games will be a memory of a time that we had here in the West. Remember that adult game era that we had? Wasn't that cool? We had sex-positive gaming. She was really getting big and starting to talk about them. And, you know, I had this channel, and it was really fun. There's all these great games, you know. And now it's all gone. It's all gone. Never even got to see the end of being a dick, right? Yeah, it is what it is, guys. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Yuraly, what is it? Is there danger? No, there's so many of them. I've forgotten how many of these things there were. What? They don't have these things in the future? They were almost all killed. And not even to eat. They were killed for fun. Eat? You can eat them? Are they delicious? Who cares? They're so stupid. They just stand there while 2.5 apex predators stand in their midst. Half? That dim-witted fairy over there. She's probably related to these things. I'm going to eat one. Be right back. Later that night. I mean, did they eat one? I guess. Firefly, can you turn those wings down? It's fucking blinding. Angels don't hide their wings. Sarcastically, angels don't hide their fucking queen mother. Angels are so annoying. Where did you pick her up? What is she even doing here on the mortal plane anyway? In a very soft, barely audible tone, I'm here to find my mother. What? What was that, Firefly? I said I'm here to find my mother. Your mother? There are no Olympians here on the mortal plane. You're wasting your time. I'll find her. Sure you will. Which one is she? Which Olympian births your sorry ass? Athena, the Olympian goddess of war! Ashmedai laughs mockingly. Athena, the virgin goddess? She's your mother? What's so funny? So what if she is? Queen Mother, angels are so stupid. How can she be a virgin if she had you? She is a virgin. There's a spring. If you bathe in it, it'll restore your virginity. What? Never heard of that. You actually believe that? It's been so long since I've seen an angel, I forgot just how deluded your kind really are. You have no idea who your parents really are. What horrible, horrible creatures they became. Good thing they're all dead. Should Yuraly intervene? Will they kill each other? I don't know. Ashmedai, stop this now. You're talking about her mother. I could say a few words about your mother that you probably wouldn't like. Fine. Don't get your knickers in a bunch. Oh, I forgot. Angels don't wear knickers. Ashmedai walks over and lies down in between Yuraly and Serafina. Neither of you mind if I sleep here, do you? I find this log puts me in the... perfect... position. As if caught in a trance, both Yuraly and Serafina stare at the half-succubus. It's fine if that's what you want. Yuraly licks her lips. You know, it's quite warm. You don't mind if I get a little more comfortable? Serafina's mouth waters as she stares longingly at Ashmedai's globular tits. Oh, okay, the globular. She drops her spear and cooked food on the dirty ground. I wonder if she would mind if I... She moves closer. Gave these a little taste. Ashmedai moans in pleasure. For at the same time, another creature had already started working on Ashmedai. Seconds before Seraphina gave in, Eurelie had succumbed. Let me check this, even though I know it doesn't probably have... Nope. I don't see it. I keep looking for that thing that turns off that black menu so you can see the bottom of the screen. To the mounting... The black text box. It's 2 a.m, guys. To the mounting lust, triggered by a trap. A lust ward specifically designed to awaken an inescapable lust within the victims. The creature responsible for the trap waits in the surrounding darkness, waiting for the moment to strike. Quietly, the creature moves closer to the three lustfully oblivious girls. Come, ladies, come, come! What is that? Wait, wait, the Queen Egret can't wait! The three girls finally notice a new creature and quickly approach it on their knees. Who are you? Who cares? It looks delicious. Come, Seraphina, I'll introduce you to our new friend. Whoops. The three gather around the visitor. Two of you will be coming with me, the other. Only partially. The succubus was called Luv. Luv took Eurelie's head, along with Ashmedai, to Queen Egret. The half-wolf, half-succubus was rewarded with the right to stay in the mortal plane as long as she wanted. Egret was most pleased at the bonus, Athena's last remaining offspring. Seraphina became part of the Queen's Living Art Collection. Ashmedai was punished for a while. Her mother, Queen Egret, eventually forgave her, but she was never trusted with any further assignments. As for Eurelie, taking cues from Athena, Egret bronzed Eurelie's still-living head and mounted it on a shield. The procedure embeds Eurelie's powers within the magical shield. Good thing they're all dead. Oh, wow. She's not dead. My mother was a great goddess. She brought peace to the mortal plane by banishing your kind to hell. Where do you think they got the power to banish us? Your mother murdered hundreds of her own kind and harvested them for their energy. Then she used that cursed power to create hell and throw thousands of innocent succubi there to live with the demons. Liar! Seraphina flies off in anger. Damn, guess I struck a nerve. Don't you think that was a little excessive? What? I just told her the truth. Fuck off, I didn't know her mother was Athena. I promised to help her find her mother. Bad planning. You should have asked before. Never mind, it's unlikely that Athena is still alive. Regardless, I say you off this angel. Now that's a common mistake that people make with grammar. Irregardless, it should be regardless. I have done that myself when I was writing some pieces where I would say irregardless, but it's actually regardless. I could do it for you. It'll be nice and quick. No, you aren't gonna touch her, understand? Besides, she's been a lot more helpful than you have. More helpful than me? Ashmedai walks over to the log next to Eurelie and lies down. You know, I could be a lot more helpful than that cow. Do you know what I mean? Yureli stares at the half-succubus in her seductive position. You know, it's kind of warm tonight. You don't mind if I sleep. Without these, do you? Yureli stares at Ashmedai's wanting sex. Her mouth starts to water. Wow. Unable to resist anymore, Yureli dives right in. Dinner time! Ashmedai immediately enjoys the goddess's ministrations. Time moves slower and the intensity of the feelings increases. The goddesses and half-succubus don't even notice. They are in the middle of a trap. A lust sword that bolsters the lust of whomever is caught within it. The creature that set the trap just outside the ring waits. Feeling the time is right, the creature approaches the couple. The creature is female. Come, ladies, come, come, wait, wait, the Queen Egret can't wait. Oh, who is this? Who cares? It looks delicious. Let's taste it. Ashmedai and Yureli crawl over to the half-wolf, half-succubus. As Yureli nears, Luv raises her obsidian spear. One part of you must stay. The queen orders it this way. Luv looks down upon her soon-to-be victim. A smile crosses her face. Oh. But first, I think we play. Ashmedai moves behind Luv as Yureli reaches for her lovely sex. Good. Good girls. Yureli works up and down the wolf girl's sex as Ashmedai rims her. This is great. Luv, come. Feeling the wolf girl's succubus was close, both girls worked their tongues faster. Seconds later, love erupts with tainted fluids. Yureli opens her mouth to receive. Mouth good on snake hair girl. But Luv need pussy. Horn girl pussy look yummy. Maybe queen not be angry if Luv take for spin. Would be nice to bind horn girl to Luv even if for short time. Knowing exactly what the wolf girl succubus wants, Ashmedai presents herself on the log. Yureli moves behind Ashmedai to support her. Excuse me. Luv kneels in a feeding position and gazes upon her meal. Luv licks her lips. Please, don't leave me like this. I need it. Patience. Time is now. Luv make you mine for short time. Not so fast. One wrong move and I'll remove that head of yours. What the fuck? Why did you stop her? I want my fuck. Who are you? Name is Luv. Me, succubus. Just doing job for queen. Egret. Shit. Yureli, are you alright? What do we do with this creature? Let her go. I need her to fuck Ashmedai and you and everyone. Huh? Exactly, you stupid cow. You interrupted something very important. Now buzz off so I can get my cream. What did you do to them? Why are they acting like that? If you hurt my friends, I will end you. Friends? No, Luv not hurt. Lust ward. Friends want fuck. Will wear off in mourning. Serafina grunts in frustration. Fucking succubi. Fine. You live for now until their head's clear and Yureli figures out what to do with you. Warning. The following is a flashback. Jumps through time can be discomforting. Olympus Gateway, Mount Olympus, 267 AD, a long time ago. I have another tribute, Father. Zeus turns to face his son. Perseus, how are you, my boy? I didn't realize you were back. Anything to report? No, Father. The cities in this region are safe and demon-free. We haven't seen or heard of any intrusion for several months. Very interesting. That seems to be the case in most cities we've had reports on. You seem concerned. It's not consistent with normal activity. Since we banished the demons to hell, there have been small but steady sightings on this plain. Every once in a while, the demons or succubi manage to open small portals and enter the mortal plane. It's more than manageable for our family of demigods, and of course, yourself. But for them to go silent, I think we should be prepared for the worst. They could be planning something. Whatever you need me to do, Father, I'll do whatever it takes. Let me talk to my brother, Poseidon. We may have to send a trusted scouting team into hell to see what's going on there. I can go. I will do this for you, Father. Zeus laughs proudly. Ah, ah, ah. I knew you'd volunteer, my boy. However, hell is no easy place. That's why they call it hell. Though you have proven yourself capable of taking down a primordial god, the nature of chaos energy is... compelling. Seductive. I don't like using chaos energy myself, but it is required to sustain this gateway and therefore our way of life. If we must go to hell, we should send someone more familiar with its nature. But Father, why can't you teach me to use chaos energy? I could be a much more viable asset to you. I'm sorry to disappoint you, son. You may not ever be able to learn it. No demigod has ever shown the capacity to use more than one energy. For now, go and fetch your uncle. He's over there, at the temple. Yes, Father. There's a lot of other stuff you can do. What is your sacrifice? What kind of sacrifice will ensure my passage into heaven? 10 animal sacrifices, 48 hours of physical torment. Oh man, we can think of a lot of ways to torment somebody for 48 hours. It's quite a few records I know that if I played, no, God, no, no more. I'd rather be whipped. Or one human sacrifice. I found this thing trying to steal from me. Will this get me into heaven? Typical of a rich human, so willing to sacrifice another. The literal gateway to heaven. It is powered by sacrifice. The Zeus Stone stores heaven fire energy powered by prayer or spiritual sacrifice. The Poseidon Stone stores chaos energy powered by blood. And glory to the Olympians! Grant my only child entrance to heaven! Do not suffer her to torment in hell! Yes, daughter of man, your prayers are heard! Soon the blessings of the gods will guide you in death to a far better world. My boy, you're back! Yes, uncle, nothing to report. On that topic, Father sent me to fetch you. He is suspicious of the lack of demon activity across the mortal plane. Hold on. Wasn't he just like a few feet away from Zeus? Zeus is a god. Why did he need Perseus to fetch him? He could literally holler and Poseidon would hear him. Hey, Poseidon! Over here! I see you there with the staff raised to the ground. Like, excuse me. I see you there with that staff raised up into the air. Of course he's suspicious. The old man never ceases to worry. For hundreds of years, we've kept the demons in hell with ease. We are powerful and they are probably finally giving up. I think he means to send you to hell to make sure. If he does, take me with you, uncle. I can be a great asset in this fight against evil. I have no doubt, my boy, but you may be busy with other matters. Athena's asking for you. I think she has an itch she needs help scratching. Ah! I shall see to her. Will you be joining us this time? Maybe later. I need to see what my brother wants. Hopefully I can calm him down and rest his worry. I really don't want to go into hell. Dreadful place, that is. Just as we designed it. Ah! Now, back in their time, it would be Tartarus, right? Wouldn't be hell, it'd be Tartarus. Which is kind of where they got the idea for hell. Because if you look at the description of Tartarus, not the underworld, but Tartarus, it's definitely sounds like hell. There's all that fire and all that stuff that you don't like, you know. And, of course, you know, they were going, doing religions, and they're like, hey, this Tartarus place, we'll just go ahead and call it hell. Nobody wants to be there. Very well, until later, uncle. Until later. Sister, you summoned me? Athena? Perseus glances around the temple. Athena's armor and sword. Perseus, you woke me. Be a good boy and fetch me my Aegis over there. Not the robot from Persona. As you wish, sister. Perseus removes his belt and armor and moves towards the Aegis. As Perseus bends over to the shield, Athena pours heavenfire energy into the shield and activates it. Holding a steady stream of energy, she walks towards the frozen Perseus, but the effect does not hold. Perseus lifts the shield as if nothing happened. He turns to Athena, who is much closer than he expected. Fuck, Athena, how did you? Athena cuts him off. Don't act so surprised, brother. It's not as if I haven't used its power on you before. You know I don't like it when you experiment on me. Oh, lighten up. You were never in danger. Besides, the effect doesn't last long anyway. Have you learned more about it? The Gorgon's power is fascinating. With her essence trapped in the shield, it has incredible time-distorting powers. I can pour heavenfire energy into it to activate it. Doing so allows me to slow time on a target I specify. But the duration of the effect is not deterministic. Almost as if the Gorgon within it is fighting back. Athena gets closer to Perseus and lets her hands wander. CMF content. Do not want. MF. Male, female? What could that be? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we already showed one scene. We might as well show another. I also found the shield is sensitive to lust energy. I can boost the effect by generating lust energy and letting the shield absorb it. Perseus's members starts to swell. Usually, that's what happens. This is what I need your help with, brother. I need to make some lust energy for our Gorgon friend. Can you help me with that, brother? Yeah, no, we're not. We're not going to mention Hulk Hogan because, of course, there's a lot of brother. No, we're not going to do that. All right, brother. No. Do it. Gonna do it Hulk Hogan's voice in memory of Hulk Hogan. It's like, I want to taste you. Athena lowers to her knees while Perseus removes his clothing. Keep hold of that shield. We're going to fill that up. Athena works her head back and forth, taking in Perseus's cock. Perseus groans in pleasure. She takes him deeper. Athena stands. Enough of that. I'm so wet. I need you inside me. She loosens her top and lets her gown fall. Now, people would be like, well, isn't this? Yeah, but did you read Greek mythology? Like, did you? I had a great big book on it. It was a massive book back when they used to spend a lot of money on, you know, these big history books. You know, you could get one on Greece and Rome and Egypt. And it would have all these awesome full-color pictures in it, right? We're talking great big books, guys. They were kind of weighty, like they had a lot of pages, but they were big. They were just like about maybe poster size. These were really big books, you know. So when you open them, they were something really cool. And I had one on mythology, and I read that cover to cover. I just really loved that. I used to take notes and all that because I loved mythology. And of course, I wrote some books based on that stuff, but that stuff's never going anywhere anyway. So, yeah. Still holding on to the Demi's cock. This way, brother. Let's move to the bed. Perseus stops to admire the gray-eyed goddess. She's perfect in every way, and she was naked and waiting for him. Come now, brother. Feel my need. The demigod moves to the foot of the bed. Amazing. He moves onto the bed to mount her. Still holding the shield, he positions his hard cock to impale his sister. Which is totally in mythology, but that's probably why they took this game off itch. God forbid Greek gods have sex with other Greek gods, because that totally happened in history. It did. I mean, Zeus got around, folks. True to her word and by Poseidon, she was wet. He leaned the rest of the way and slid into her. Boy, I'm really making a mess of this today. He continued to thrust deep into the goddess. Oh, Perseus, brother, harder! Sister, you're so tight! Grunting and panting, Athena replies, I used the spring. If you were here, yesterday you could have taken my flower and bloodied me. She continued to cry aloud as he ravished her. Stop now, Perseus, let us switch. They both switched positions, Perseus laying down and Athena over him. She put him inside her and began moving up and down. It's so good, Athena. I'm so close, shall I fill you? Oh, brother, 'tis hard to say no. I want to be filled by you. Apparently, Athena was conceived after Zeus had a headache. If I'm not mistaken, Zeus had a headache and she appeared. I can't remember exactly what it was. I read a lot of mythology. There's some very interesting gods out there. And goddesses. Oh, brother, 'tis hard to say no. I want to be filled by you. But Seraphina is still too young. I'm not ready to get pregnant again. Oh, fuck, I'm going to come. Athena quickly dismounts him as his seed erupts and can't really see her boobs that well because of the big black thing there. Perseus, you're still so hard. Let's do it again. This time, fuck my mouth. I want you to flood my mouth with your pure seed. Perseus moves closer. A huge crash from outside the temple shook the goddess and the angel. What the fuck? Oh no, we could be under attack. Get my sword. A few moments earlier. Brother! Perseus said you needed me. Yes, I am worried about the lack of demonic activity. I need you to head into hell and investigate any evidence that they may be up to something. Brother, you worry too much. Perhaps the demons have simply ceded this plane to us. That you're simply no match for our power. Our temples fill with worshippers and mortal cities boom with wealth and progress. We have brought peace to this world and all Olympians prosper. Nevertheless, if we want to keep it this way, we must be vigilant. Put my mind at ease, brother. Go with a trusted team into hell and see what they're planning. You know my natural domain is in the waters. It is where I am strongest. Hell is a dreadful place, and only the Isles of the Succubi territory have any meaningful bodies of water. I'd rather not go if possible. Perseus is willing to go. Send him! In a much more quiet voice. You know I cannot send any other. It is if they learn how we came to learn to use chaos energy, we may not be able to control them. I trust this matter only to you. Fine, I suppose I can take a look around. Can I at least take Perseus? He has more than proven himself. Very well. It will be a good experience for him. Now that it is out of the way, I've been invited by Perseus to help Athena. She's been experimenting with that shield and... A surge of chaos energy interrupts Poseidon mid-sentence. What was that? Are we under attack? I must warn the... Euralia approaches the demigoddess. Hey, what are you... Uh-oh. It's hammer time. It appears we have a visitor, brother. It appears to be one of the Gorgons. Come here, child. We won't bite. Softly. I'm no Gorgon. I'm a succubus. Steno screams and charges. Now we got some fighting music. She packs a punch. All three of them do. Or rather, did. Perhaps you Olympians are not as strong as you were made out to be. I wouldn't be too sure. I got you with my bolt. In severe pain, Steno collapses to a knee. Fuck, that hurts! Is your army ready? Why don't we move in? All in good time, Abaddon. Oh, hold on. Is your army ready? Why don't we move in? All in good time, Abaddon. I've held my end of the deal by providing the army. You need to be patient. You're going to leave one of your own out there. She doesn't look like she's doing too well. She'll do her job. These weapons must be shaped, stretched, and proven. But alas, if she was a half-decent succubus, she'd have hidden those wings. Unlike the other one, she's shown resistance to learning how to use lust energy effectively. She's locked those powers away and covered them with layers of anger and hate. Give her to me! I will make her learn pleasure from pain. Oh, I know that you would, darling. But I have known this one's capabilities well. She's going to be very useful to me if I can get her to relearn her powers. That is, if she survives this. Now put that thing away. It's almost time for you to do your part and bring down that gateway. You, take care of this, and be quick about it. Well, since you asked so nicely, how can I refuse? I mean, there wasn't much going on. She just did the thing. Looks like that other succubus is in trouble. Suddenly, Athena and Perseus exit the temple. What the fuck is going on? Just a few troublemakers, it seems. Eurele turns around. Come to join the fun? You, Perseus, why is she still alive? The two remaining Gorgons vanished. They haven't been seen until now. Hey, it's rude to talk about people when they're standing in front of you. Even if I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Also, nice tits. Shit, Perseus, why didn't you say anything? Athena adjusts her wardrobe. Eurele giggles. What were you doing in there? Aren't you two related? Shut up, you beast. It's none of your business, and besides, we are all related. Descended from Gaia. But unlike the rest of you, we have not squandered our existence. Your kind could have ruled this world, but you wasted your potential. You permitted demons and those disgusting succubi to roam this world, sowing chaos. Blah, blah, blah. Wait, did you just say that I'm disgusting? Enough! Perseus, I'll freeze her. You take her head. Athena pours in heaven fire energy and activates the Aegis. That shield, that power. When I look at it, why does it make me so angry? Perseus calmly walks towards the seemingly frozen succubus. He raises his axe to end her as he did to her sister. What? How? Huh? The fuck? What's wrong with this stupid thing? Having consumed all the lust energy, the Aegis's power dims. Fuck! Perseus, this is all your fault. You didn't satisfy me. Thank the four queens, that thing is finished. I felt much slower with whatever that thing was doing. With her natural speed renewed, the succubus attacks Perseus. Meanwhile, across the platform. Taking a deep breath, the succubus focuses on the pain. My wing, I can still feel it! Fuck these Olympians. I'll never forgive them for this. I hate them! Steno's anger boils. Her hate mingles and mixes with pride, with the pain from her removed wing. A power grows within her. Steno rises and sprints towards the gloating Olympians. She grabs the god by the throat and with all her might slams him to the stone ground. Full on choke slam. Pick him up like the Undertaker. Poseidon counters. Oh! That's gonna be a headache. Steno's ears ring with pain. She's never taken a hit like this before. Blood pulls on her back as Poseidon places a foot on Steno's back. He pulls the other wing off. With an unhuman strength. Inhuman. With an inhuman strength, Poseidon rips Steno's remaining wing from her body. Steno screams! The cry shakes the ground. Across the platform, Eureli hears and feels the Gorgon's cry. That other succubus is really in trouble. I've got to get over there. Using the gathering Perseus as a launch point, Eureli leaps in the air towards Athena. Wow. Athena braces for the impact. The succubus's weapon blows through Athena's defenses and sends her to the ground. She didn't even put her armor on. Interesting. Brother, look! She's absorbing her own pain! The sigil of the queen, a mark of loyalty, begins to glow red with chaos energy. How did you learn chaos energy? Fuck you! If she keeps absorbing her own pain, we aren't going to get much energy by toying with her. Enough of this! Theno arises to her feet once again. It's time to show this pathetic creature the true power of an Olympian! With lightning busying all around him, Zeus lifts into the air. The charged air distorts all around him. All shall bend the knee in our might! No! That's not what's gonna happen. That's what Collective Shout, Exodus Cry, and NCOSE think is gonna happen. But that's not what's gonna happen. We're gonna fight! Alright guys, so this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more... Yes, I'm doing another one of these. More Eureli's Gambit. Things are actually getting good. Like, I'm actually really enjoying this part of the story. Alright guys, so I'm out.